This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, ag groups are continuing to have conversations about the new administration and what lies on the road ahead, and one of those groups that I had the opportunity to speak with is CropLife America. Senior Director of Government Affairs Kelly Bray says one of the most important things ag can do is tell their story.
I think the first step in working with any new administration or any new members of Congress, and especially staff at all of those levels, is to let them know what statutes and laws are already on the books regarding pesticide legislation and regulation. A highly regulated industry that started off with the passage in 1947 of the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. Tricky to say, but FIFRA for short. So FIFRA's been on the books for almost 70 years, a highly regulated industry, taking into account all kinds of different concerns, environmental concerns, human health concerns. So before legislators come to town and want to add to that, we want to let them know what's already on the books that has been effective for decades.
You know, coming from a rural area in Illinois and working with farmers and ag retailers, I would say the job that you're doing talking with those legislators is very important in explaining ag story, because as we all know what ag story is and understand why we're doing this, they do not, but yet they are some of the key voices for us.
Thank you for saying that. And I would say back to you and to your listeners, bringing those real-world examples of why a farmer uses a crop protection product or when or how is so very important as well, because there's a lot of misunderstanding about just because those tools are there doesn't mean that you have to use them or that you need to use them. But when you have a pest problem, a weed problem, you have a specific concern, there are tools out there that can be used and used according to label as well. I think that that's something that perhaps people don't understand as well as we would like them to know, is that label is the law, and that when you are in violation of that's a serious issue.
So as far as telling the story of farmers and those ag retailers, do you have people that you work with throughout the country that are in those roles, or maybe just expand on that a little?
That's right. It's so very key for us. We represent companies that manufacture, distribute, produce crop protection products. So our most valuable spokespeople are the farmers and those on the ground, the retailers as well. How do you store product? How do you recycle the containers afterwards? What are your stewardship programs? Again, sharing those stories, sharing what may seem so obvious to you with, again, how to use product or when or where or how, is not obvious to others. So I think sometimes people can get overwhelmed and thinking, I don't know enough to share with this person because I don't know about HR 123 or Senate Bill 567, but you know about what you do every day, and that's something that shouldn't be taken for granted. Not everyone knows your business, and it's so important to share that story.
So it sounds like if you had any advice for farmers, it would be to have those conversations and explain what it is that they do.
That's exactly right, and don't be afraid to start from that very, very basic level, because that's not a given.
Once again, that was Kelly Bray, the Senior Director of Government Affairs for CropLife America. In other news, registration is now open for the 2017 Illinois Pork Expo that's being held in Springfield at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. The expo will run January 31st through February 1st, and activities include seminars, the state's largest swine-specific trade show, a recognition luncheon, of course their annual legislative reception, and other events. Online or on-site registration is available for the expo, and if you register before January 13th, you can receive a discounted rate. To register online, you can visit www.ilpork.com. And Illinois Pork Producers Association members can receive free admission. If you're a member, you must present the expo admission coupon that you can find inside your December or January issue of Chop Talk, and that will get you in free. And again, that Pork Expo is scheduled for January 31st through February 1st. in Springfield at the Prairie Capital Convention Center. Well, a new web camera is now available for those who want to see live videos of the bison herd on federal prairie land in Illinois. The U.S. Forest Service, Medewin National Tallgrass Prairie, and the National Forest Foundation announced last week that the new camera covers areas where the bison have been known to graze. The herd was introduced at the prairie, which is near Wilmington, Illinois, also near Chicago, in October of 2015, and that was part of a 20-year experiment in restoring the landscape to native tallgrass. Researchers are monitoring the herd and prairie to collect data. The bison camera is about 25 feet high, and it provides streaming high-definition video, and it's connected to the Internet via a wireless signal. Forest Service officials say it uses solar power, and it will operate 24 hours a day, every day. In other news, Monsanto and Bayer officials met together with about 200 members of the American Soybean Association and asked them to support the proposed merger between the two companies. Monsanto Chief Technology Officer Rob Fraley and a Bayer Ag Board member, Liam Condon, talked about the potential $66 billion acquisition with members of the American Soybean Association and the United Soybean Board at the USB's winter meeting in St. Louis. Farm Journal Research says the merger would create a company controlling nearly 37% of the corn seed market and 30% of the market for soybeans. The deal is in the hands of regulators and won't close until late next year. Condon reinforced the message he's already given to regulators, and that's that they're willing to sell off where the companies overlap if objections are made on antitrust grounds. Condon said those objections may happen in cotton and canola, as those are two of the more likely areas. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.